No one has been executed in New York State in 50 years, but federal prosecutors are bound and determined to change that. They returned to court this month for the second time to seek a death sentence for Ronnell Wilson. He was convicted of murder in 2006 for shooting and killing two undercover detectives at Point Blank Range on Staten Island 3 years earlier. An earlier death sentence was overturned, and Wilson is currently serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. Here to discuss why the government is so intent on putting Wilson to death is New York Times reporter Mosi Secret, who had a story on the case today. Welcome to WNYC, Mosi.
Hi, thank you.
Why is the Justice Department dissatisfied with life in prison without parole when it comes to Ronnell Wilson?
Well, having won the first conviction, they see the conviction as the community's will. So they, even though the first case was overturned, they think that they convinced 12 members of the community to convict them the first time, so they should try again. They kind of see it as their duty to continue with the case.
And remind us why the first death penalty sentence was overturned.
In closing arguments for the case, one of the prosecutors said that if Ronnell had felt remorse for his crimes, that he would have taken the stand in his own defense, and he would have apologized, and that violated his Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights to not incriminate himself and to stand trial.
This murder trial started in New York State's criminal courts. Both state and federal prosecutors have encountered various setbacks in pursuing the death penalty for Wilson, the biggest being the New York Court of Appeals decision that the state death penalty was unconstitutional. Why didn't it end there?
Well, the Staten Island District Attorney brought the case to the federal government, believing that if there was any case that should be subject to the death penalty, that this was it. And the federal prosecutors reviewed the case and thought that there were federal crimes and federal criminal justice priorities that should be considered, and they decided to go ahead and bring it themselves.
This case took a tabloid turn when one of Wilson's prison guards pleaded guilty to having sex with him. The guard gave birth to his son. Prosecutors and defense attorneys intend to use this incident to bolster their arguments. So both sides using this. Tell me about that effort.
Both sides subpoenaed the guard, whose name was Nancy Gonzalez, but the prosecution has actually finished its case and did not call her. The defense is in the middle of its case right now, and it's not clear yet whether she will testify. But if she does, it'll be to argue that, Ronnell is a father now, and she wants him to live. She said in previous courts, in her own case, that she wants him to live and be a father.
This has been a 10-year saga for family members of the two police officers who were killed by Wilson. What are they thinking about this effort to get the death sentence? I understand they're testifying at the trial.
Yeah, the wives of both victims testified, and testimony from both of them was heart-wrenching. I mean, the courtroom was completely silent, and they were still obviously grieving, and there was sobbing, and the fact alone that they're testifying means that they support the government's decision to continue with the case. But also, in interviews outside of the courtroom, they say that they see the death penalty as closure for them, and also as justice.
Hmm. Is there anything about this case to you that indicates a desire to bring back the death penalty in New York State among prosecutors and court officials?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the federal matter is completely separate from the state matter, and there hasn't been any political movement at the state level to bring a death penalty back. There are a few other defendants and at the federal level who are facing the federal death penalty, but I don't think there's any desire to bring it back to the state level.
And briefly, when do we expect this case to wrap up?
It should be the end of next week. The defense is arguing that they're what's called mitigating evidence that Ronnell's tough childhood and upbringing should basically weigh in his favor against death. And they're expected to wrap up at the end of next week, and then there'll be closing arguments from both parties.
Mosi Secret is a reporter with the New York Times. He joined us to talk about the government's decade-long effort to execute admitted cop killer Ronnell Wilson. Thank you so much, Mosi.
You're welcome. Thank you.